DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels have renewed sanctions against the Syrian government and rebels for 3 months. Britain wanted to allow EU countries to arm Syrian rebel forces, but the proposal failed in the face of opposition from many of the 27 EU nations, including Germany. The bloc agreed to provide aid and technical assistance to protect civilians. Meanwhile, a United Nations inquiry into war crimes by both sides in Syria's civil war issued its report in Geneva, Switzerland, on Monday. Carla Del Ponte, a member of the UN Commission, said the International Criminal Court should take on the cases of any high officials who have perpetrated human rights violations in Syria.
Now it's time for the International Criminal Court to get involved. There needs to be a formal inquiry that will allow for indictments to be made.
However, the final decision lies with the UN Security Council, where Russia would be likely to oppose the move. The Tunisian Prime Minister's attempts to form an interim government of non-party political members has failed. The country has been in the grip of a political crisis since the February 6th killing of opposition leader and vocal anti-Islamist Kokri Belad. On Monday, Prime Minister Hamadi Jebali lost the support of his own ruling Islamist party, Ennahda. Jebali had proposed to resign if a settlement was not reached, but instead he said he would meet with the country's president to try to find a solution. Venezuela's president is back in the country following cancer surgery in Cuba. President Hugo Chavez arrived in the middle of the night and was taken to a military hospital in the capital, Caracas. There were no TV pictures or photos, and the president's arrival was announced on his Twitter social media account. Chavez was re-elected in October, but was too ill to attend the swearing-in ceremony on January the 10th. The question now is whether Chavez will be well enough to govern the country or if he will resign in favour of his designated successor, Vice President Nicolas Maduro. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Exit polls in Armenia show the incumbent president, Serge Sarkisian, looks set to win re-election following a presidential poll on Monday. According to local media, Sarkisian won 58% of the vote. Authorities are investigating allegations of vote bribing and ballot stuffing. The Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe is due to give its verdict on the fairness of the elections later today, Tuesday. Germany's President Joachim Gauck has met with relatives of victims killed by a neo-Nazi group, the National Socialist Underground, or NSU. A series of murders by the NSU claimed 10 lives between 2000 and 2007. They included 8 people of Turkish origin, 1 Greek immigrant and a policewoman. Gauck said he was appalled by mistakes in the ensuing murder investigations. Head of the investigating parliamentary committee, Sebastian Edati, outlined 3 issues.
First of all, the danger that comes from neo-Nazi groups in Germany has not been taken seriously enough. Second point is that there were prejudiced investigations because many of the victims were migrants, and the police was extremely convinced that organized crime, mafia activities must be the reason for it. They didn't think for a second for years that there might be a racist background. And the third thing is that we found out during our work in the committee that our security institutions, and we've got 36 of them, are not communicating enough with each other.
And Germany says it will tighten checks on food and meat products. The move comes amid the ongoing scandal of horse meat sold as beef. Federal and regional ministers meeting in Berlin on Monday agreed to a 10-point plan which they hope will shed light on the mislabeling of meat products. Germany's Consumer Affairs Minister, Ilse Aigner, said testing would look for any meat not clearly stated on the label, and not just horse. There were also discussions of raising fines for companies who falsely label meat. Companies may also be required to report instances of labelling fraud. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.